Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Ethereal Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Joyner. I am your host for the show. Today, we have an information session. We have some news that we would like to share with our audience as we partake into our new year. We're in New York City. I'm standing here at Pershing Square, and there's a strike going on not far from here on Park Avenue, and I guess this is 40th Street. Park Avenue and 40th Street. So there are some men with picket signs dressed like construction workers, and they're across the street from the Calital building. I'm standing safe at the Calital building, but at 101, because, you know, I like to stand here because they have the flags here of the landmark, and then, you know, we did the landmark edition of our own Theory of Jewels book. So I was familiar with this particular building in the site. So I usually walk past it when I'm leaving the library after scheduling the show. So I was looking at some of the men that were standing there doing the strike, and they're across the street in the blue glass paint building right on the bridge near Pershing Square. So that's some of the activity. Not only do you see marches in New York City, protests, all type of protests, and then sometimes you see them at United Nations protesting, and then sometimes you see them, you know, at in front of different buildings asking for more money, wanting to get better rules and regulations for their jobs, and, you know, better insurance, the basic package. And so they're standing out talking, you know, making a scene. Maybe the press has covered it, maybe hasn't. But they're asking for, maybe they made the front page of some newspapers, but they're asking for more money. And so that's a way to negotiate and to make the community know that you have asked and possibly didn't get what you asked. You've waited, and then possibly you didn't get what you wanted after waiting. So after a while, you know, you refuse to work, and then so there you get a protest. So that's what's going on here near Pershing Square. Today is July 15, 2015. So today we wanted to do an announcement. We here at Ethereal Parenting, in our third year of celebration and our anniversary, we wanted to let our audience know that we have recently sent an entry to the Applause Magazine at Thomas Edison State College, TSC. That's the acronym for Thomas Edison State College. And we basically wrote them a blurb, and the blurb basically says that we would like to gain entry into the newsletter for the Applause section, which is an alumni section, which tells the most recent accomplishment of an alumni. So we emailed the Applause section, and we're waiting to hear back from them. It takes a few weeks sometimes to get, you know, a response. But we've been in Forward Magazine so far, and we had since graduation, and we thought they were great. We posted them on our Facebook page, and we were featured. But every time we put a cover of one of our books or one of our poetry books, they forgot to put the cover on the different on the blurb of the different magazines. So that was the only fault I did find. Our updates were scheduled, and they were published, but they did forget to put the picture of the book. And so our books are usually featured at Amazon.com, so that's pretty big. That's big enough. They're blurb books, which are like chat books. They're like sample books. They're like small books for republication, massive, you know, in bulk, and they're also could be made in hardcover just in case we have to send them off to places that deserve or, you know, only need one copy of a book. So, you know, depending on how many we have to purchase, we can purchase booklets, and then if they are, you know, priced accordingly, we can pay for the bulk with shipping, or we could pay for individual bulk and we could do the hardcover. We could buy it as big as we want, or the different angles that they offer there. So the only problem we did find was that we do have issues where they don't actually sometimes put the picture on the blurb that we send as an attachment in our email to the Inventions magazine. So this year we decided to write, Tammy Jordan and Markel Green are celebrating their third anniversary at Etheria Parenting on blogtalkradio.com. Team ATP is also celebrating their newest book entitled A Theory of Jewels Landmark Series. A Theory of Jewels 3, The Landmark Series. Okay, and the book is filled with a collection of landmark pictures taken by Tammy and Markel. The pictures were taken in New York and New Jersey. The book is available at Amazon.com. The family is also celebrating Markel's graduation from Neptune High School in Neptune, New Jersey. The cover of the publication illustrates Markel at the venue, the Ocean Grove Auditorium in Ocean Grove, New Jersey. So that's the extent of our blurb, but we're waiting to find out a callback to find out when it will be published. And we have like four editions that come to the New Jersey area. We're a national school. And so, therefore, you have more magazines than you know. But regionally, I think we do four seasons. And we do the four seasons. So that will be winter, spring, summer, and fall in this region. So for the New Jersey, I'm not sure if they're doing publication state by state. I'm not sure if they're doing publication region by region. But we're also available West Coast. We're also available Midwest or Southwest, and we're available on the East Coast. So sometimes you might see other editions. They may have what we've included. Sometimes they may not have our blurb in the particular magazine because it depends on if it's a publication for the particular region, and sometimes special editions or sometimes another publication for the region, because there were a lot of information that had to be published. Sometimes that demands more than one issue, and so you know, because it's a booklet, it's a newsletter, it's not you know like a book publication, and so for that you might have multiple editions. But we do get a response, and we do get into the magazines, and we have seen the others. So congratulations to Thomas Edison for, you know, the feedback and letting us know that there are, like, multiple editions of the magazine. We can download everything from the site. If you are I'm not an ambassador, but if you are interested in Thomas Edison State College, you can go to tesc.edu, find out more information about their courses, and you know, talk to a counselor or an advisor, and you should be able to gain more information to help you make a wise decision. That's our time for this edition. That's our time for this show. But when we get the response, which is always positive, it's an applause. As an alumni, it's a part of our services. So we're, you know, awesome with that. So, you know, we'll just wait to find out if we made the most the publication that's coming up next, or if we have to wait for the publication after that. Sometimes you have to wait two seasons because it's usually someone might get their, you know, blurb in faster than you, and then you they do two pages. If they do the two pages work, then if you, you know, possibly that's it, and then you'll have to make the next issue. So that's the only complication that ever arises if you're going to make the new issue for the next season, and that will be probably fall, and then there's a winter. So we're either pending fall or we're either pending Christmas, but if you did want each season and get into the rhythm, we would, you know, understand the schedule much better. My name is Tammy Jordan. You're here at A Theory of Parenting. And we're talking about our recent accomplishments. As you know, by now, all the posts are at Facebook. The posts are at Twitter. And we also have the posts on Amazon. I did the check this morning. The book is available. There at Amazon, you run a search for Tammy Joyner, and there you'll find the book, the newest book from A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. And then we're just talking about getting it published in our in my alumni section of our newsletter, so at Thomas Edison State College. So we just wanted to let our audience know that if we talked about the last four editions that we did have published publications, then we're still going with that, and we'll continue to do that as long as we do publications. So that's our time for this show. We're live from Parish and Square in New York City, and we just wanted to let you know where there's an awesome cafe, and I never had coffee, but I did want to go in and have coffee, but I guess they'll have to wait. But I wanted to tell Markel that I saw a video game, and I think it's Incredible Hulk. And I think this is the scene from that video game where the little robot in red, Incredible Hulk, goes running all around after a explosion in this area, and they're I kept looking and looking. I said that's Grand Central Terminal, and then at Pershing Square, and they were trying to cross that little bridge, and then there's that particular picture that I have posted, and I believe that this is the site for that video game. I believe Incredible Hulk actually was running through Pershing Square with all of his villains and fellow heroes. So I wanted you to check that out, all our audience, just in case, they actually are doing Landmark as well. Thank you. Until next time.